they share 15.
The Gemara was handling why I need also a pasuk on shen and also a pasuk on regel, also v'shilach and also v'bir. Write only v'shilach, and v'shilach will teach us both. V'shilach will teach us both. V'shilach will teach us regel, v'shalach regel ashor v'achamor, and v'shilach will teach us shen, shen behim isa shalach bo. Then the Gemara, because I would not know, I would think other regel, oiho, oiho. I would not think the darshan both. I would darshan oiho, oiho. Frank the Gemara, mich de shkulim em yevoyu shneim. If I would not know, oiho, oiho. So misafik, I would darshan both. And misafik, I would know both. So if I'm misofik, I would know both and I would darshan both. So again, the Gemara is back to her question, why I need a pasuk, say b'shilach, say v'bir, only write b'shilach. And I would know both. So the Gemara, I get other ho, other ho. So the Gemara, michdei shkulim em v'yavayu shneyem. While you cannot be machriya if to merabe regel or to merabe shen, so misofik, you machriya both. So the Gemara, michdei shkulim em v'yavayu shneyem. So I don't need a pasuk sayan shen sayan regel. There's enough one pasuk v'shilach. You're right that misofik, I'm not so sure if the pasuk will mean shen or the pasuk will mean regel. But michdei shkulim em yavayu shneim, and I will know both. But mele the Gemara's kasha is, so I don't need a pasuk sayan shen sayan regel v'shilach v'bir. Only write v'shilach. And v'shilach could be shen, could be regel. Michdei shkulim yavayu shneim. So we mentioned that the Rashba fragt Akashi. How the Gemara says that if I would have only the Shilach, while I can't decide if it means Shen or it means Regel, Misofek, I will say both. Zog the Rashba is a Sofik moment. Misofek, I would say Lekule, that's the Rashba's Kashi. Michdei shkulim lav shkulim shiro ize. Kasha li adarabu hav min ayu mailes do kaim elo lekamon amukzi mechaver olo varaya. So the Rashba is asking a kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara says michdei shkulim v'yavoyu shneihem. And b'meile again the Gemara says it's enough one pasuk. Frek the Rashba. Sofek momen lekule. This is one chelek of the Rashba. And this chelek, we mentioned Reb Nochem asks a kasha. Freitem Nochem, the Rashba and the Beis on Mud Beis came. When the Gemara said that if the Pasuk would only write Keren Tlusho, I would not know Keren Mechuberes. I would not know. So the Gemara, I would think, Ve'eme Keren Mechuberes, Kula Muedesi. Keren Tlusho is a parsha. Keren Mechuberes, Kula Muedesi. Freit the Rashba, Faker, maybe Kula Tamo. Why Misofik you decided that Teir spoke about Lusho, Eime Mechuberes, Kula Tamo, why Kula Muedes? The Rashba says it can't be that the Tlud Mechuberes will be less than the Tlusho. But when the Rashba asks his Kasha, he says, why the Gemara says Kula Tamo, Kula Muedes, he will say that Keren Tlusho, Keren Mechuberes, Kula Tamo. So the Rashba, V'yashloim Har, but it's a Sofik, if it's Kula Tamo, it's Kula Muedes, Sofik Isur Lechumre. We made a misafik, we have to say kula muedes. This is the first tenets of the Rashba. So if I have a sofik, I have to say dafka tlusho is tam v'mued. Ava mechuberes is different, and I can say mechuberes other is kula tamo is kula muedes. Misafik, I have to say kula muedes v'sofik isur lechumre. So we made, I have to say kula muedes. Kein reboch berenze sofik isur lechumre. And ganz bo bekame, when we have a sofik, we say sofik mamen lekula. How the Rashba, when he starts with Bekama, he says, if I have a Sofik, if Kula Tamo, Kula Muedes, Misofik, I say Kula Muedes, but Sofik Isu. Rebbe Ochber was Mazbo Simen Beis, this is the whole Simen of Rebbe Ochber for Reb Chaim. So Rebbe Ochber and Bekama, we have a Shaila first, if it's an Isu Mazik, if it's a Chiyuv Shmir. After after that, we have a shayla of tashlumim. But tashlumim only pass through isur mazik v'chiyuv shmir. If it's a teloda, if it's not b'teloda. But without the isur mazik v'chiyuv shmir, there's no parshas tashlumim. So the first noise when we clear if it's tam or mu'edes, we clear if it's a chiyuv shmir of mu'edes or not. And now we machriya sofik isur lechumre. V'kachi amido, that we have a drosha, we don't know how to shtel the drosha, we darshan et lechumre. B'meila, we paskin that kule mu'edes, and you mechuyuv shmir like a mu'ed, and it's a isur mazik. B'meila, but tilode, if it's mazik, you have to pay, and we don't call it sofik moment, because we go to the sheirish ha-shayle, sheirish ha-shayle is a sofik isur, and we machriya the isur b'teiras vadai. We darshan that the posuk meant av the diuk of the posuk dav ketlusho avon with the teres bogon mishul de kechetim tzer tlusho to medayik avon mechuberes kula muedes. But maybe now, vala, maybe the teres meant kula tamo, aber vala is a din lechumo velekula lechumo makshine. So we make ish lechumo that kula muedes. Maybe it's called a sofek isu, and then the maybe betilado is a sofek moment. Maybe frekt Reb Nochem. Here also we have michde shkulim, and we don't know how to darshan. So we say michde shkulim via vayushneim. Frekt Rash, but sofek moment lekula. But the question is, but Bekam is a Sofek Isu. But Bekam is not a Sofek Moment. Bekam is a Sofek Isu. So first we have to darshan lechumre. We have to darshan that it's also. And the Meili, Yichayev and both. The Zelbe Rashba, what is the difference? Kushi Atzuma, Bedas HaRashba. As I expect Reb Nochem and Oismem Tess. And we mentioned, Reb Nochem says, let's be the first Teretz of Reb Nochem. Zog Reb Nochem, that the Kasha is not a Kasha. Why? Every time on a show, the case of Sofik Moment Lekule is Shol Shenogach Esapo. We don't know the baby fell before the Negiche, so I only killed the cow, I didn't kill the baby. Or the baby fell out B'Shas Negiche, when I hit the mother, I also killed the baby. Hamayitzi Mechaveiro Elovarai. Sofik Moment. When we say B'Bekam is a Sofik Yisru, when we done, what the Teirah meant? The Teirah meant Tamo, the Teirah Moed Moedas. Bekam is a shayla fun isurim, isur mazik b'chiyuv shmirah. We darshan the posuk hazeh. Memeile, it's called a sofek isur. If later, because we darshan that it's also you have to pay, it's not a problem. Like we're darshan on the isur and a lav that you're not allowed to eat something, then you get malchus. You touch yedem. I'm passing that it's also after. If you eat it, you get malchus. You mechal shabbos, we kill you. Abos nishne pshat. I mean, you have to have a basin shechot gimel to kill. But you could have a little rav to say a pshat in the pasuk that it's a chil shabbos. If he passing that this is chil shabbos, and you mechal shabbos, we kill you. We don't have a basin shechot gimel to passing what is called chil shabbos. Right? We don't have to passing that it's called chil shabbos. Why we don't have to passing that it's called chil shabbos? The meile the zalbazach. The whole Zach is only when we have a Shaila, the Pasuk said, Keren Tlusho. So we explain, Hashem went and speak about Negicha. Instead of speaking about the normal case of Negicha, the Torah spoke about a Modne case, a case of Tlusho. Why? To tell me a Diuk. Now, I don't know what Hashem meant in the diuk. Hashem meant in the diuk to say mechuberes is potu or mechuberes is chay. So we say, well, we don't know how to darshan sofek isur lechumre. Hashem meant to say osu. We darshan the posuk that it's osu. We take the drosha and we darshan that it's osu. So we darshan that keren mechuberes is osu, is muedes. Now if it's mazik, you have to pay. By us, you can't darshan v'shilach for both. Hashem meant one of them. Oder regel, oder shen. Not both. Misofek, you have to be machder. And misofek, you cannot do regel, you can't do shen. Oh, but it's for sure not both. So after it happened, if you have a sofek, if you have to pay or not, this is called a sofek moment. It's not called a sofek isu. So, I give you an example. You have a shayla if you're allowed to eat a piece of meat or not. You don't know if it's kosher or not. Misofik, you're not allowed to eat it. But if you ate it, we don't give you malchus. Why? Because we don't know. But if we have a shayla, how to darshan the posuk? When the posuk said you're not allowed to eat dam, that men only daven from the head or also from the feet. So misofik we darshan the posuk even on dam of the feet. So now zokeh bochber b'shem Reb Chaim, the drosha becomes that dam from the feet is also dam. So if you eat it, you get malchus. But when you fall a bottle, you're not sure if it's petal or dam. Misofik you can't drink it, but we can't give you malchus. Maybe it's petal. It's not the pshar we machria that this is dam. Zokeh when I have a shayla kulo tamo mechuberes, how to darshan? How to make the miut posuk? What is the kavanah of the miut apostle? The miut apostle is kulo tamo or kulo muedes. Kachi amido to Rosh Borbor b'Shem Reb Chaim. Kachi amido to darshan. Hashem came to say something. Dafka klusho mechuberes is different. It's not sure what way. So the klole adroshes yud gimel midas yud dalet midas shateirin idreshes bohem is lechumre makshinim. This is the way the Torah is nidreshes. The Torah is nidreshes lechumre. But when mir nishkulim v'yavayu shneim, as Reb Nochem learns, it doesn't mean that you can darshan both. You cannot darshan both. The pasuk spoke only on one. So here misofik I'll have to be machmir. But for sure the Torah didn't mean both. So when a person is mazik b'foyal and we have a sofik if he has to pay or not, it blacked a sofik moment. This is the Torah of Reb Nochem. We mentioned already Yom Chamishi, B'Ktzor. And this vote of Reb Nochem, we mentioned one Shtarke Kasha. Someone that told me a Teretz, I don't think it's a Teretz. But first, I want to say the Kasha. The Kasha is, I understood the Gemara, the like Reb Nochem. Michle Shkulim v'yavoyu Shneim, it's a klal and droshes. If two droshes are even, כל שאין בזה אחר זה, אפילו בסך הזה, זה היסוד, everyone knows it. כל שאין בזה אחר זה, אפילו בסך הזה, מכאן לשתי אחרץ, כל שאין בזה אחר זה, so no one is married. Not one is married and we don't know who, right? Because if it's two drushes and there's no way to מכריע, so it's the clown, מכדי שקולים יבואים שניים. The clown is that both come. And it's a din בדרושס that we מכריע both. So now we מכריע that Sai Shem, the Sai Regel is Chayim. Reb Nochem understood that it's not Achroa B'Teres Vaday. It's one of the two, and we just don't know what is the two. But mainly he explained, but mainly here's not a Suffolk Issu, here's a Suffolk moment.
He said Rashba.
Huh? That's what he saw in the Rashba. Let's see. But this is what Reb Nochem saw in the Rashba. If this is Emes, I have a Shtarke Kasha in the Gemara. What the Gemara says, Michdei Shkulim V'Yavoyu Shneim. The Gemara is asking a kasha. Why I need a pasuk and shen? Why the pasuk and regel? Write only v'shilach. You write that I will only know one, but I will not know what, both. So misafik I'll be machmir on both. What would be if my shul does also shen and also regel? It walks in the street. It does also a shen and also a regel. To the same person. The person comes to ask for money. I don't listen. It's other shen, other regel. Well, one for sure, Potter. I'll pay you only 50%. He ate $100 worth and he stepped on $100 worth. You want? I'll pay you $100. But the man of Shechem Potu. Now that we have a posuk Sayan Shen and Sayan Regel, I have to pay $200, right? So what is the most cash? Michdei Shkulim v'yavoyu Shneim. Why I need two psukim? One on Shen and one on Regel. Even if I would have only one posuk, I would know the other one. Even if I would have only one posuk, I would know the other one. How I would know the other one? If Yavoyu Shneim means Machmas HaSofik, not Machmas HaVadai, I need the two psukim for poshter reason. The Gemara doesn't have to answer that I need the two psukim because if I would only have a shilach, I would think Shalach Shluche. Even without that, even without not thinking of Shalach Shluche. But I need two psukim that if he does both, you pay double. The Teretz is, why the Gemara didn't answer it? Because the Emes Yoyre Dargoy, that Michdei Shkulim V'Yavoyu Shneim means both. Not Misofek. Means that I would know both. Maybe the Gemara says, I don't need a Pasuk, because I would know both. Michdei Shkulim V'Yavoyu Shneim, I would know both. Okay. I would know both. I don't need to psukim. I don't need to psukim. But Lo Yitzir, the Pshat would be Michdei Shkulim V'Yavoyu Shneim. That the Sofik is only one of them, or even if the Sofik will be maybe both, but will be a tzad also one of them, So maybe misofek, I will not have to pay. The maybe I don't know bichlal the whole anochev of nochev that this is the pshat in the Rashba tzorich pshat. And the Rashba himself answers that here you can darshan sofek moment lekule, because of sofek moment lekule, so the ma'aser you would not pay on the shen and you would not pay on the regel. So Hashem written a Torah and he written a posuk v'shilach that could mean shen, could mean regel, and we can't decide. So what we do? We potter them both. So why Hashem said it? So what is the purpose of the Torah to say there is no way to decide? Obviously, the Torah here wants that you're darshan chumre and you're passing that both are chayav b'teres vada. This is the answer of the Rashba. So again, the Rashba has the kasha, maybe say sofek momen lekule. So the Rashba here, you can't say sofek momen lekule. Why you can't say sofek momen lekule here? The reason you can't say sofek momen lekule, because if the Torah would say sofek momen lekule, Kingdom is a rishonim in arba koises. It's a shaila. If you have to have a sover, the first two koises and the last two koises. So some machronim say some rishonim no sover the rabbon lekula. So sover the rabbon lekula, you don't have to make a sover not in the first two. So there's no din a sover in koises. Chazal wanted to happen. So when Chazal wanted to happen, b'meile v'chaygam na'adir rabba. The klal is that we say fakir sofek the rabbanon lechumre, and we have to be meisiv with the razvadai in all the four cases. This is the Rashba. Frek the Agoyes ben Ari in the back, two beautiful orahs. First orah is a smaller orah, becheshbon. The second orah is a fester orah. The smaller orah becheshbon, he says, what the Rashba times? Mir deshkulim vi yavoyu shneim mit oder. Shen other regel, so the Rashba, instead of saying both lechumre misafek, say both lekule. So the Rashba is lekule. So why Hashem gave the parsha? So the Ben Arya, I have a portion of kemina. It's kimat what we said. Kimat. So the Ben Arya, what if he did both? So at sofek moment lekule, he will have to pay at least on one. So maybe Hashem written the Torah that if you do both, you have to pay. The Rashba is saying it can be lekule, because if it's lekule, the Torah is useless. Why? Says shen, says regel, no mafkimina. So why the Torah says it? Anyway, I can't pay. Zog de menari, posh nafkimina. If you did also shen, you did both. So now, without the parsha of the Torah, if you did both, you pay, you don't pay at all. Now with the parsha of the Torah, you pay what?
Can't be the Torah told us to stop.
Why not? So we say, is that mashma of the Torah written? Why not?
Because the Torah doesn't know what he wants to tell us.
No, that the Rashba doesn't say the Torah doesn't know. The Rashba had a different problem. Not that the Torah doesn't write not clear things. The Rashba had a problem, it's useless. It's gosh. There's no nafkimina in the psukim. I'm saying, there's no nafkimina. If you do both,
the nafkamin is that Torah doesn't know, so we have to decide.
Again, the Rashba doesn't have a problem that the Torah doesn't know. The Rashba has a problem that the Torah has no nafkamin in the Torah. If we found the nafkamin, we have a teretz. But this is the small vault of the Ben Arya. The Ben Arya comes with a stark kasha. Because a stark kasha. Come the Rashba. Frank and the Ben Arya. Look at the Ben Arya. Maskonas a gemore bedaf hey, that if you would have bor v'chad mehanach, you could know kol amazikim. From bor v'shen, you could know everything. From bor v'regel, you could know everything. Frank the gemore le maskonas, so why the Torah written down everything? And for the gemore le hilchoy seyem, to tell me that regel is potu b'shusorabim, that esh is potu al tomun. But be'etzem, as the Torah, it's enough to write bor v'chad mehanoch, bor v'esh, bor v'regel is enough. Why is written? So, frek de Ben Arya barazei. If it's enough to write one, so if the Torah will write bor v'regel, I would know shen. If the Torah will write bor v'shen, I would know regel. Right? So Mikhne Shkulim Vyavoyu Shneyem. The Gemara asks the Kasha, don't write Shen and don't write Regel, write Meshilach, and I would know. So the Gemara, you not know both, you know either only one of them. Other Shen, other Regel. Say that. I would know only one of them, and the other one I could learn, but it's Shovet. So I'm asking you now the Gemara's Kasha. I finished the Masechta, I got the Daf Hey, and I'm asking you a Kasha. Boy and Chad Nehanach, I know everything. So it's enough to write Vesholach, Vesholach, Bor Vesholach. Now, if it's Regel, I know Shen. If it's Shen, I know Regel. So why I need a second puzzle? I mean, this is the Gemara's Kasha. I mean, Lefi the MS, if the Torah would write Bor Vesholach, I would know the other one. Either if it's Shen, either if it's Regel. So when the Gemara says, the Gemara is asking a Kasha. She's asking a Kasha al PMS. Right, the Gemara is al PMS. Frag the Gemara al PMS, write Bor Vesholach. Lama Zogin is Bor Veshen, and I will know Regel. Lama Zogin is Bor Veregel, and I will know Shen. So Zog the Ben Arye, he found thesis in Psochim that learns that this is the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara means to ask, as he found the thesis in Psochim. The Tesis of Psochim learns our Gemara with a different nigun. Frag the Gemara, write Bor Vesholach, and I will know Bor Veshen, and Regel I will know for sure. Or if I write Bor Veregel, I will know Shen, or Bor Veshen, I will know Regel. So why the Torah writes down? The Lama Zogin, Vesholach means Shen. So why the Torah writes down Regel? To tell me that it's potur b'rushus harabim. Or if Vesholach is Regel, why the Torah writes down Shen to say that it's potur b'rushus harabim? Frag the Gemara, michnei shkulim hem. I would know that I can't decide if it's Shen or Regel, so write Vesholach and I would know that both are potur b'rushus harabim. Michnei shkulim v'yavayu shneyem means lekule, not lechumre. Michnei shkulim v'yavayu shneyem, and both will be potu.
Shein is mutar lekele.
No, what? Bor, not Shein.
Shein also.
It's mishul, it's not Shein. Only Bor is mutar lekele. B'meile, we're learning the Gemara, the Rashba is asking a kasha. Michnei shkulim v'yavayu shneyem, sofik momen lekule. No, 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 the Gemara means lekule. The Gemara doesn't mean lechumre. The Gemara doesn't mean lechumre. The Gemara means lekule. The Gemara means you write Shen v'rebor, and you will write Shen, and I will Meshilach, and I will think one of the two, and I can decide if it's Shen v'regel. But legabi what I need Shen v'regel? Only legabi ilchiseyim. If I need legabi ilchiseyim, so michde shkulim v'yavayu shneim, shneim yavayu to have the ptur. What's frek the Rashbo? Why the Gemara is lechumre and has to be lekule? Nein, the Gemara is lekule. No, the Gemara is lekule. The Gemara is lekule. You want to say that this Gemara is without that Gemara? Can't say. Can't say. Mechateis, mechateis. The Gemara is really asking on the psukim. But the Gemara in Maisa, the question of the Gemara, can't say. As I break the Ben Arya. Also ich frage den Benach. In der Rashbo steht nicht das. In der Rashbo steht, dass die Gemorre meint nach und der Abbesit. Dass die Gemorre meint, wir wollen uns schneien, die Ischai. Und schon Rashi ist auch so ein Schmoy, das ist. Dass die Gemorre meint nach und die Ischai. Aber der Benach ist es noch, die Gemorre meint nach Kule. You have to know how to read the Gemorre Svore. When the Gemorre says, have a mine, oi, 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 oi. What do you more? So if we have only one of them, Ava mina oi 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 means the one that the Torah spoke about. And here the Gemara says the smallest of a chiyuve. The one that the Gemara, that I would think that the Torah is only mechayiv and this, only mechayiv and this. But after I would have these two, the mele I would learn the other ones from the Tzad HaShavet, and the whole reason I have that posuk is Leil Chiseyim. And the mele mich deshkulim yavayu shneim, I could learn that both of them will come in legabi ilchiseyim. This is the plan of the Ben Arya, and he says that he found a thesis in Psochim that learned like this pshat.
Now,
if you want to be a Lamdan, you could go one more step and ask now a Kasha Fakert. And so we'll learn the Gemara like the Ben Ari. At least Tesis and Psochim learns the Gemara like the Ben Ari. Tesis and Psochim learns the Gemara like the Ben Ari. So now we have a little log. So the Gemara says, Michtei Shkulim V'Yavoyu Shnei, what the Gemara means? To Pater. Right, the Pater, not the Mechayev. Michtei Shkulim V'Yavoyu Shnei, that both of them will have the Ptur of Shen B'Rshu Sorabim V'Regel B'Rshu Sorabim. I will ask the Kasha, Lefi the Rashbo, it's a Sofek Yisru. Bobekame. If Bobekame is a Sofek Yisru, Misofek, I would not Pater both. I'll be mechayev both. Not with Loch, but again mechayev both. If you don't push the pshat. Michdish tkuli v'yavoyu shneyem means sofik momen lekule and both will have the pturim. But in Bobby Kamo we say that it's not a sofik momen. In Bobby Kamo we say that it's a sofik isu. We are magdir Bobby Kamo like a sofik isu. If we magdir Bobby Kamo like a sofik isu, so we can't say michdish tkuli v'yavoyu shneyem to Pater, Fakert. I can darshan both. I have a suffix if it's a Ptur and this one, if it's an Isur or not. So, Michdeshkulim Yavoyu Shneim, suffix Momen Lekule, suffix Isur Lechumle, I would not say Yavoyu Shneim, no? I don't, I'm asking. Here, if it's an Isur, it's also Bushu Sarabi. So, Lu Yitzir Lemoshul, it's Regel. So, Shen is also Bushu Sarabi. I don't know. Now, if it's Shen, Regel is also. So, I'm not sure. So Misafik, he takes the Rashbo. Now Misafik, both will be potu. I'm asking, if the status of the Rashbo, that when we have a Safik and Bobikame, it's a Safik Isu. So Bechaigame, I don't know how to finish the Rosh. I don't know how to finish the Rosh, and Michdei Shkulim V'Yavoyu Shneyem.
You said over there that something just around something in Israel. Also.
Oh, if I can't, it's a shver.
That was only you were saying that
I'm not sure if the Torah pattern this or the again. Alexander, I'm not so sure if the first Torah pattern this or the Torah pattern this.
You know that the Torah is
what? I have to come here. So the Shal Rebbe Ber himself said that Shem Bushu Sorabim is no Chiyuv Shmir. He said that all the Pturim is the Isur Mazik. Rebbe Ochber himself said that Gabi Shem Bushu Sorabim is different from all the Pturim. Right? This is Rebbe Ochber. So then I can answer it. You're right. I could have answered that the Isur Mazik is there. And here we're only discussing the Chiyuv Tashlumim. Aber was can we tell Rebbe Ochber explained that Shem Bushu Sorabim is no Isur Mazik and is no Chiyuv Shmir. So I don't know how it will finish. I'm just saying, he's running that the Rashbo is Nishgirech, Ben Ari is not Meshubet to the Rashbo and the base. He only knows the Rashbo here that we call it Sofik Mother. So he says the Rashbo is Shver because he flips the Gemara over. We're not discussing about the Chiyuvim. We're speaking about the Pturim. And then it's Sofik Mother Lekula. And then we know that there's a Rashbo and the Gimel and the base that will become a Sofik Isu. I don't know if Bechai Gamni can say Michdei Shkulimem V'Yavoyu Shneyem Al Sofek Momen Lekule. I don't know what has to be Be'isu. Maybe if I can't, because Sofek Isu, but here you can't say Yavoyu Shneyem, because if both of them come, so no one is also. So no one comes.
That was only going with the Nachda. You have to have dash everyone must even from a Pasuk. Now they're saying we don't need to, so we don't have this up in Joshua. So then it's not a Sofek Isu. If you have a
Sabbath, you should ask from this. One of them is Mutar Bushu Sarabim, one not. Okay. I'm a super good. Lilchisayim, I need Roshes. Without Lilchisayim, it's also. From Bol Bishor, it's also. To get the Pturim, I need to get the Pturim from Lilchisayim. So I'm saying, he doesn't finish the dice. We'll go to the Gemara weiter. Let me send the Gemara weiter. Told the Shen Mai. Told the Shen Mai. I said that Goyes Cheshek Shleimer. He said it already a couple times, but he says it here. Why told the Shen Mai? Why the Gemara doesn't start with Regel? Veshilach Zeh Regel. Says the Brayse also said Shen Regel Veker. And the Agudas Pesuk Shleim is what we spoke about in Shir yesterday, that if we'll say the Maskona Vishilach is also Shen and also Regel, like Shitas HaTeisves, not like Shitas Rashi, so it's Gishmak that the Gemara starts with the Shen. And he says, why with Shen? If it's both, why to decide with Shen? It's like the Chashik Shleim, the Pesuk of Shen Be'emis HaShalach Bom as on Chumash Dvori. Meshach regel ha-shova ha-chamor as an Ishaya. So Meile, we go Basel the Teire before Basel the Novi. So Meile, it's more Shen from regel. Again, it's only good Lefi Tesis and Rabbeinu Peretz that we'll say that the Maskone v'shilach means both. If we're going with Rashi, that the Maskone v'shilach means only regel, so take it to Ahori, why the Gemara decided to start with Shen?
What about the other
price? He brings the same thing in the price, the same cash on the price.
There's two
braces,
so why should we
try to cash on the third brace? We'll check inside. Niskacho b'koyse l'anoso v'tin f'peiros l'anoso. So go on, the total shen ma'ayim, niskacho b'koyse l'anoso, tin f'peiros l'anoso. Ma ish lo shen yeshano el ezeik v'omoicho v'shmiroso n'olecho? Haninam yeshano el ezeik v'omoicho v'shmiroso n'olecho. A total shen kishen, v'chikom ha'rafopi, a total regel. So the Gemara mentions two totals of Shen. Niskachecho b'koyser l'anoso, broken. V'tin f'peiros l'anoso, zok drashi. Niskachecho b'koyser l'anoso v'yipiloso. V'tin f'peiros l'anoso sh'nisgalgalo alehem k'derech susim v'chamoirim. V'anidum v'deshen sh'yishanu eleh ezeik. She was rolling on the peiros. Rabbi Nuchanan says pshat, v'tin f'peiros, pirush, Ilmolei she'osot tzrocheo, speaking about that the animal was matil glolim, hoisu mitztaheres, man gishmar. When she takes out the glolim, she feels better. So it's called le'anoso. So v'machlikes Rashi in Rabbi Nuchanan, what is tinfa peiros? Rashi says, nisgal gelo aleihem, and Rabbi Nuchanan says, she'itilo glolim aleihem. Why Rashi did not say like Rabbi Nuchanan? So, basically we have two reasons. Wait, we have two reasons why Rashi didn't say like Rabbi Nuchanan. Rabbi Kiva Egil is mitzayim the Gil Nashas to look in Rashi Yudches Amud Beis. Dear the Gemara Yudches Amud Beis speaks about Tzroiris. And the Gemara brings down a braise of tzroiros. What was the braise of tzroiros? The animal that was walking, and she was matil glolim. And it's mandaroma chatzinezek, it's a mandaroma nezek sholem. The Gemara declares if it's meshune, if it's not meshune. Frekt Rashi. So the Gemara calls it tzroiros de regel, and in a shalem chatzinezek. Frekt Rashi. We have to be minded the Gemara there that the animal is meshalshelis. It's coming out. Without that the animal is taking it out. And she doesn't have no amnoy from the Yetzir. Oh, but if she's matelis glolim, it's shen. What Rashi means. And in the shen is no tzroiris, and you meshalim nezek sholem. Rashi means there's no tzroiris the shen. We mentioned it in Chamishi. There's no tzroiris the shen. Only in regel, the Gemara says the maskonet of the same life kayoitze b'hem tzroiris. Chatzin hazi tzroiris, mishalim chatzin hazi. And Shen is no tzroiris. Maybe if she has a noe, it's Shen. So it's Rashi, she doesn't have a noe. She doesn't have a noe. One pshat of Rashi. Ina mizok Rashi. No. Einach and Ami, we're talking about glolim. The animal has a no. Aber weil it's koichoi, it's not direct, it becomes tzroiris the regel. Rashi learns, every zach that is koichoi turns to become told of the regel and not told of the shem. So, zogt Rashi, we have a sugi of tin for peiros, she's nisgalgel aleh. She's nisgalgel aleh. Again, so Rashi and Daf Yudche says, if the behema is matil glolim, so the first pshat Rashi learns it's Shem. But the second pshat Rashi, it's not Shem, but it's koichoi. and koichoi cannot be shen, has to become told to the regel and become tzroyrus. Why? What is the longest? We have to learn the sugya of tzroyrus. And we come to Rabbi Kivegi means to Mitzayim that Rashi the Shittos in the second pshat learns that b'chai gavne it's not told to the shen, it's told to the regel because it's koichoi. This is the reason Rashi Bayos did not want to learn like Rabbi Yochanan that she was matir glolim because it would not be told to the shen. Rabbi Yochanan advised us learn that it is a told to the shen. If you learn that shen has tzroyres and it's chotzi nezek, or you learn that it's a full shen, pashas, you learn that it's a full shen. If it's a tzroyres, so ashkechom told the same lav kayotzebe. So Rabbi Yochanan learned that it's a full shen. So this could be one reason why Rashi would not learn like Rabbi Yochanan. There is mashma that could be. Rashi himself says why he doesn't want to learn the sugya from Matelas Glolim. The reason he's not learning the sugya Matelas Glolim because if it's Matelas Glolim, so Rashi, it's regel, it's not shen. Why it's not shen? Because it's koichoi. So what? How koichoi becomes regel? Rashi, how koichoi becomes regel? The reason it becomes regel is because it's not the regel. The minute it becomes regel. The minute it becomes regel.
Why isn't the
cash
the other way?
We'll get to that. First, why Rashi was not learning like Rabbi Yochanan? Why Rashi was not learning like Rabbi Yochanan?
Rashi's good.
Rashi himself learned, as was asking, why I'm telling that Rashi didn't learn like Rabbi Yochanan, and I'm not saying the opposite. So I'm giving you a second to think about it. Why? No. Why? The only thing that we'll speak in Shir is why Rashi is not like Rabbi Yochanan, and we will not speak in Shir why Rabbi Yochanan is not like Rashi. Why Rashi did not learn like Rabbi Yochanan? And it doesn't bother me why Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn like Rashi. I'm asking you why it doesn't bother me. Why it doesn't bother me? I'll tell you why. First, maybe I don't know what to say, but I'll tell you the real reason. The real reason. Rashi and the Yud Ches Amud Beis to learn how to learn is asking at himself after he's mechadesh that glolim is shen as regel of vas mitin for peiras. Right? That's what Rashi is asking. So we see from Rashi now what is the pashas of tin for peiras? Glolim.
Why
does a man ask that? I know what Rashi says. Rashi says in Yud Ches Amud Beis that the pashtes advarim of tin for peiras was glolim. Rashi comes with a shikul teira and tzroires that if glolim fall down, it turns to be regel. Amot nezach. Or that he's minding the gemara divim eshal shalas. Rashi is saying teiras betzroires. From Rashi, how can say shal teiras? It's often a gemara tin for peiras is told to the shen. Rashi, nah, that gemara is galgal. We see that when Rashi understood, when you read the Gemara in Papyrus, you think about glory. As I say, but other Rashi would also see it. But if you ask him, what is the marker that the shtel has to be? Why Rashi is not like Rabbi Yochanan? The one that is teaching us, Rabbi Kivayger, is Mitzayim Rashi in Yudches, that Rashi is maimed in Fogelim in an under Rebshad, and Rashi asks on himself. This is one reason why Rashi did not learn like Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi himself says that this is the reason. Because in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, it becomes regel. Why? Because it's koichoi. Because it's koichoi. We have in Rabbi Peretz and Teis Shantz another reason why not to learn like Rabbi Yochanan. It's not in Rashi, because Rashi himself is a knishtaze. So Rabbi Peretz, Hitilo Glolim is not Shem. She enjoys that the peiras get dirty? She enjoys that the peiras get dirty? But she, ma no yeshlo. Lo yetzir would be no peiras there. She has the same gishmak. It came out. Nafkemina to her, it falls on a fruit, or it falls on the floor. As there's a gemina peiras. There's no anoy. And Rashi steht nicht dazu. Because Rashi and the Yud Ches said that Be'etzem is Shen. Rashi said that it's Shen. Rashi says that it's Shen. Rashi is not learning Rabbeinu Peretz. But Rabbeinu Peretz and Teis Shantz learn that it can be told to the Shem because she doesn't have a noy from the Zach. Be'etzim, we have the same machlekes and that base and base. Is a Rashba metal with a Rashba. The Rashba says, Neshicha, that Rashba has a new case. She bitten a piece of bread and it fell out of her mouth. So the Rashba, this is called Shem. Yesh anoy la ezeikov. She did it because she wanted to eat the bread. Zok Talmid HaRashbo, Sefer Talmid HaRashbo, Rabbi Adam. Zok Talmid HaRashbo, this is not Shem. Was no anoy la ezeikov. What does the Yosei Dashayil? The animal gift that she bites the kiko because she wants to enjoy, but she didn't enjoy. The pe'ula that she did for the purpose of enjoying. Aber lemaise, no hanoi came out. This is the case of Neshicha. The Rashba calls it Shen. Tavid HaRashba says it's no hanoi. By us, she's matil glolim. The pe'ula, here's more from that. She has hanoi from the pe'ula. But she doesn't have hanoi from the hezer. We have a Rashi in Daf Memches. Chaza Yeruke. Rashi in Memches Amud Beis, a cow saw an aboil fruits. So she ran to eat it. So she jumped over to eat it, and she fell inside the bowl. So Rashi told her the Shem. She went to eat. So the if she fell on someone inside the bowl, does he told her the Shem? Told her the Shem? So told her the Shem? So told her the Shem? Miskacho b'koyso, she's enjoying the moshul. As a thesis later, and afternoon base, and Dalit, what would it be if she was miskacho b'koyso and it fell on a person and the person died? Heard? Zog thesis told her the Shem. From her point, the wall could fall. Doesn't make a difference to her. She needs to rub herself on the wall. She cares if it falls on a person or not. The zelbezak. So better have you say this nikkei machlekes in babekame. So, I want to divide it into two. The shaila is if she has to get a noy from the hezek or not. And here she's not getting it. Rabbeinu Peretz and there's a chance. So the side, if you see the difference, Rabbeinu Peretz says she rolls on the fruits and she enjoys. The Sishan says her temperature is hot, she rolls on the fruits and she gets colder. He mamish wants that the anoy will come out of the peyes mamash. I don't know if she's enjoying the peyes or she's enjoying the rolling. Nishkla bin Peretz, what part has to be? How stark the anoy has to come from Yemen? Tezushan says not that she. Tezushan stayed close that if she was rolling it, she could have rolled on the floor. And Punk is payas here. It's not called anoy lezekli. I would say nishtazek. Lemaisa now she's rolling at the payas. He says no. She's rolling at the payas and she's hot and she wants to be mekarer herself in the payas. I mean the payas says stop. She's rolling at the payas. Yes, she's stopping. But both of them say close that the case of atolas glolim is nishken shame. But it's no anoy lezekli. It's no anoy lezekli. And in Rashi, and that Yuches, Rabbi Yochanan and Bayos, Rashi is masking that it is Shen. Rashi is saying that it's not Shen because it's Koichoi, or Mashal Sheles, but Rashi Be'etzim is masking that it's Shen. I'm saying, Rashi of Chose Yeruko is masking that it's Shen. Rashi later, and tastes later in Mekoisa Venofa La Odom, it's Shen. And I'm saying, Ke'ein that, we have a Machlekes Rishonim and Beis and Mubeis, Benoshach Esakiko Venofa Mipi Veloi Neve. The Rashba says Betuda of Poshu that it's told to the Shem. The Meiri Bayos says that if she bitten something and it fell, Avada it's a told to the Shem. And Talmid HaRashba that Bay says Avada it's not Shem. I saw in the Ribi Gash. Zarim Migash and Avdalet. What is the Ma'ale Shechen Hanoel Ezeiko? Ma'ale Shechen Shechen Hanoel Ezeiko. So we'll see later in the Tesisim that it's a svara maybe that other I have to be very careful because it's very likely she will do it. You know, someone's a gishmak, Mr. Medekah will do it. other is a svara that it's very hard to control her. So we have Rimigash says a svara as they be mamoini gaboch. You were nervous, a baby. You were nervous, a baby. About that, the Rimigash has to learn like Rabbeinu Peretz and like Pesach Shant that I'm enjoying the zach. Here's the pshat l'mosho, the animal made glolim. The guy in the pair says, my money gaboch, what's my money gaboch? I don't need your payers, my anoy. She was Moshe Chakigo. What my money gaboch? The bread is not, my cow stayed hungry. She didn't eat bread today. She wanted to eat bread. So the Rimigash, Lechu and Misvore, will learn al derech ha-teis ha-shantz, al derech ha-teis ha-sabeinu peretz. Mashiach and all the Rishonim will learn that Shechen Anoy Le'ezeko is a svore de mechay. It's a shver Rimigash here that doesn't shtim. The Rimigash here says like Rabbeinu Chananel. And he says, this again, I get it, Perek Sheini, but it's kedai to know it. He says, why is not called Tzoyres? He says that we're talking that with so much glolim, Nitzoy, it's aloch ilchis mikveh, that if the water goes straight, so it's considered mechuba. So he says, Be'ilchis Tzoyres, while it was Nitzoy, it doesn't have a din of Tzoyres. This is not again to our Suge Be'etzer. Again, it's going to Rav Kiva Eger, that the noise of Rabbi Yochanan and Rashi was a Tzoyres dika noise. That is interesting. We have a Suge of Tinfo Peres. And we have two Pshotim. And I'm saying we have two Chalokim in the two Pshotim. We have one Chalek that is a Tzoyres dika Shaila. It's called Shen. It's a noise of Tzoyres. Rashi says Chidushim. Tzoyres becomes Regel. We have to learn it later. So Rabbi Gash, it's a good kasha. The answer is Nitzoy. Rashi says Meshal Shalas. Different derutzim. Why it's not called Tzoyres? And the second noise is that the Machlekes here is not Tzoyres Dik. So Machlekes, what is called Shen? What is called the Noel Ezrikoy? And I'm saying, Mefurish in Rabbeinu Peretz. And that's what you said, Diuk. Rabbeinu Peretz says, Veloi mai rebi hitilo glolim. Deim kein ein anoele ezeiko. There's a chance in the shite. Veloi mai ri bi hitilo glolim. Why? Because shechein anoele ezeiko. Shechein anoele ezeiko. Has to be that it's called Yesh anoele ezeiko. Mehanach the kumukminis milsa the rapope betolda the shen veregel. We mentioned already this Rashi, Reb Nochem is medayik this Rashi. Rashi explains, the Moses, Maish Roshen Shishanoi Lezeko, Moshe Lecho, Afani Nami, Moshe Lecho, Moshe Lecho. Rashi says, Mehanach the kumukminis milsa the rapope betolda the shen veregel. Nochem was medayik that when the Moses, Maish Roshen Shishanoi Lezeko, the Tolda also Yashanoi Lezeko, this is not a reason that told the same Kayoitz Boed. We explained already, the Av is the Shtark, the Tod is the Shvach. So why the Gemara? The Gemara is only saying now, after you told me Yesh Kayoitz and Yesh Lav Kayoitz, why Shem will be the ones of Lav Kayoitz? They have the same Tchumas. But if all of the Todas is Lav Kayoitz, we don't ask the Kashe Maish no Shem. Only when some of the Todas are Kayoitz and some are Lav Kayoitz, Oshel Rashi. Ma'ish noshen mehanach. The mukminis mitzvah the rapope betod the shen v'regel. Kol ezeke der chilucho sheloi bechavona betod the regel. The ezeke motzui ve'ein kavona le ezeke. So the world stars on this Rashi. Kol ezeke der chiluch sheloi bechavona havitod the regel. The Ezeko Motsui Vein Kavona Le Ezeko. Kol Hezek Der Chiluch Shaloi Be Kavona. State in Rashi that if it's Be Kavona, it's not told in the regel. If it's Be Kavona, it's not told in the regel. Why? If it's bederech hiluch and it's regular, why is not a tov b'deregel? Shteit in Rashi that kavanosi lehazik is mafkia from tov b'deregel. Now we're clearing our shaila. What would be if it's something that the animal is derech to do, but it's kavanosi lehazik? Is it tov b'deregel or tov b'dekeret? It's derech, but it's kavanosi lehazik. Tov b'dekeret or tov b'deregel? What state in Rashi? Regel has to be She'ein Kavanosi Le'azik. Tesis and Daf Zayin says a nochosh that bites is told of the regel. Why is it told of the regel? It's not a loy le'ezekoy. Tesis
here says
something. So Marshall take the kash. Why? It's derech. So it's not doing the keren, it's not mishune, even if it's kavanosi le'azik, it's a tolda de Hashem, as it's a thesis. Ve'afilu anochosh, keivon de'uche yuluk tezayin amud alef, dibur ha'maskul ve'anochosh, four lines from the body. Mikol mokim, keivon de'uche be'ochi, havik moy regel ve'potu b'shus orabim, ve'loy havik moy keren. Havik moy regel ve'potu b'shus orabim. The Marshofrik the Kasha. That taste is great, we didn't learn the taste inside the Marshof, right? The Marshofrik the Kasha, and taste of Amasil, the Behemoth, she has Shlo Emeres, taste is called the Tolder again, like the Marshof, steering the taste is here. You're right, about taste is here, we have to know how to miyash it. About taste is there, state clone, and it's Poto Bushusorabi. State that it's told in the regel and it's potu b'shus orabi. And Rashi by us, l'chura state, that if it's kavanosi le'azik, it's not told in the regel. Could be it to be keren mu'edes. I'm not saying it to be keren she'enu mu'edes, it to be maybe keren mu'edes. But as is meduyik in Rashi. Rashi repeats himself in Beis Amud Beis in Dibur HaMaschil Be'ito. שמבעטס ברגליו והאוכי הבטולת את הקרן שכוונוסי להזיק הקרן ואין לנו אלה זיקו ואין לזיקו מוצוי תודיר משמע וזיקו מוצוי תודיר לחיורה it's not a תודיר קרן it's not a רשי הוא מין קרן מועדס אבל פשטס זה משמע פן רשי that כוונוסי להזיק לפי רשי cannot be a תודיר הרגל זה is מדויק in the Rashi Bayos. And I'm going to explain why it's מדויק ברשי ביוס, and I didn't speak about it in the base and not in the tasters. No one asked Rashi to bring now אין כוונוסי להזיק. Sure, I want to explain. In the sugi before, the base, the Gemara says כוונוסי להזיק, אני לא יודע, שווה גמורה, I don't know how to... You know, the Gemara said, study. The Gemara said, do me the regel, the Ezeker מוצוי. How do you know me, Ezeker מוצוי? Why Rashi has to add Ve'in Kavanosi Le'azik? Why Rashi has to say Ve'in Kavanosi Le'azik? It's meduyik in Rashi that if it's Kavanosi Le'azik, it's not. Let me mamshich. Maishno regel de mechayev de ezeik emotzui. This Rashi again is the Biskerov's diyuk. Maishno regel de mechayev, mashno that if to the same lavka yoitzibem, you will not be chayev. The same diuk we had in Rashi, Beis Amud Beis, the last Rashi in the Amud, maishno keren de mechayev, the kavanosi le'azik. Maishno regel de mechayev, the ezeker motzui. Oh, frek de welt. What happened to Rashi, the Ramaschil Shen? Why the Ramaschil Shen, Rashi didn't say the same thing? Tuskerov is gishmak. מה יש לו קרן במחייב? תודה זה עושה מחייב. מה יש לו רגל במחייב? תודה זה עושה מחייב. And then Shen, Rashi decided to explain something else completely with the Rav Pope. Why Rashi doesn't finish it? And Beis, in Gimel Amud Beis, לגבי בור, again he says מחייב. And then he also has the part of Rav Pope. He says both parts together in Gimel Amud Beis. Over here, is a, I don't know Pshat. Someone will say Teir that and Shen was a different Salkedaitoch. And Shen could be a different Salkedaitoch. But it's a shtickle of Beis Amud Beis. Gimel Amudah. If Rashi says it once, say it, Mishkin Kashi. Rashi says it once. Now, there's one more order though that the Welt stells. What is the Todah of Regel? Hiziko begufo derech hilucho with the body. Besoro derech hilucho with the body. Beshlif sheoleo. What is shlif? The puma shebepio, bezuk shebetzavor. Let me read that, the zuk shebetzavor. She has like a belt, and then she walks. Frank the belt, Frank of Zalman, Rav Lezer Golden, Rav Lezer Telzer, Rav Shlomo Hyman and Simon Aleph. Why you not chayev mitzad esh? Avnei sakinu masoi shinichu beroi shagag, v'holchu beruach metzuya v'iziku, you chayev. I took a belt, I hanged it on a cow, the cow went, and scratched you with it, no? That's what happened. I put Avnei sakinu masoi on the roof. It flies in the wind, I have to pay. So what if it's attached? Again, I'm going to explain the kasha. The kasha is shen veregel is potu b'shus arabi. Let it be chayev and the bell. Avada the bell could be also regel. He's not asking that it's not also regel. Avada, we ask him, but it's also ish. Ma'ishna me'avle sakino masoy. Avle sakino masoy shinicho b'rish gago. V'iziku. The Gemara says avle sakino masoy shinicho b'shus arabi. And misgalgel beragle odom uberagle beheima. A person puts a stone in the street, and an animal walks, and the stone flies, and the way the Gemara says, Yichai Mitzadesh. Yichai Mitzadesh. Again, Yichai Mitzadesh. The Hadidik of Maski, Yichai Mitzadesh. So why here you're not Chai Mitzadesh?
It's
going to
show itself also.
So it's two terutzim. Both terutzim. Reb Lezer Terzer wants to say a teretz that while the shor does it with koichoi, so it's kevil. Why every shor is not esh? It's my shor. If I put the teretz is while it's a peula of the shor, it doesn't have a din of esh. We'll have to learn it later. Reb Shlomo Hyman says the same reason I'm potur and shen b'shus sarabim, because I'm allowed to let my cow to walk in the street, I'm allowed to let it to walk with a bell. So the Mela and Potter on that also. Again, I think both of these svaras are nogea to the Vov, the beginning of Ketzet HaRegel, we have the Dlil Shebetzavor, a chicken with a Dlil. But just remember, we have one of the cases, the Zug Shebetzavor. In Ben Taka tomorrow, I want to start the Sugya of Bor. It's very wichtig to learn first good the Rashi Teisves Pshat with the Maharam, Pshat in the Teisves, and then Hashem will do it tomorrow.